And now Renee and I read your comments. We have done several stories on the controversial University of Colorado professor Ward Churchill, and the latest of those reports got mixed reviews. Some of you wrote that our report watered down Churchill's statements about the people who worked in the World Trade Center.
Alan Weinhold of Gearing, Nebraska writes, "The report failed to include the focal point of the issue. Professor Churchill likened the victims of the 9/11 attack to, quote, little Eichmanns. Churchill's statement is academic incompetence, and the omission of this key element of the story is inexcusable."
Ann Speck of Denver listened to that same story and had a completely different take. She writes, "Thank you for avoiding the image Churchill used. This image has been included in the lead of every local story on the matter. Because of its inflammatory tone, it's been the catchphrase targeted by state lawmakers. You avoided inflammatory soundbites and put it all in a larger context."
John Eastland of College Station, Texas, was not pleased with my interview about why college costs are so high. He was among the many listeners who wrote in to say that economist Richard Vedder didn't tell the whole story. He writes, "What Vedder didn't mention was that states are increasingly lowering their support of public higher education so that students are getting skyrocketing tuition increases. The middle class is getting squeezed out because they can't afford it anymore and they can't qualify for scholarships based on need."
Some listeners also complained about an interview this week about missile defense. We spoke to Jeremiah Gertler, who is under contract with the Missile Defense Agency, as we mentioned in the interview. And that, writes Pat Sheehan of Syracuse, New York, certainly colors Gertler's views about the missile defense system. The listener continues, "What Gertler fails to mention is that the tests conducted so far have had no relationship to the actual conditions under which the defense system would be called to perform. If the system hadn't worked properly under perfect conditions, it's highly unlikely to work under emergency conditions."
Linda Adler of San Francisco complained about commentator Ev Ehrlich's remarks about the racial inequities in the Social Security program. She writes, "The suggestion that young Hispanic Americans should be horrified that their payroll taxes will be used to support rich white folk is narrow-minded and bigoted."
And as many of you pointed out, Ev Ehrlich used an offensive Spanish word in that same commentary. He knew it was an insult, but says he did not realize just how vulgar the word is, and we apologize for that error. And we have this update to a story we ran yesterday about Arizona businessman Reggie Fowler and his bid to buy the Minnesota Vikings football team. Turns out that despite what was said in his official biography, he did not play in the NFL. He never got past training camp. His PR firm issued a revised fact sheet yesterday, which also omitted his original claim to have played in the Little League World Series at age 11, and also changed his degree from business to social work.
Finally, this from Joshua Radoff of Boulder, Colorado. "Dear Morning Edition," he writes, "how dare you? Mr. Radoff heard me mark the beginning of the Chinese New Year by saying that this year of the rooster is a bad luck year to get married. He writes that he and his fiancée had just finally settled on a date to get married, and as we lay in bed and listened, we began to understand the enormity of our cosmic scheduling mistake. We decided not to put off the wedding for another year, but now, thanks to you, whenever the foundations of our relationship suffer the slightest tremor, I know what we'll both be thinking, the rooster."
Your emails are welcome in any year. You can write to us at morning@npr.org. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. ¶¶